adopting it, and we will see how Israel.
The draft resolution, sponsored by more than 120 countries, was put to the Security Council in order to place the issue of settlements before the UN group's jurisdiction. However, the draft resolution was not brought to a vote. Iran's ambassador to the UN says that the draft provides a good way to measure the resolve of the Council, especially the permanent five.
The draft as a whole, I think, would be a good indication if the Security Council, in particular the permanent members of the Security Council, are serious to take a positive step forward to stop the settlement, at least. And then, beyond that, do more things and taking more steps forward to assist Palestinians, which their rights have been deprived in the past few decades.
More than 120 countries signed on in support of this draft resolution. Notably absent from that list, however, are Western countries such as the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Canada. Diplomats from those countries, however, condemned Israeli settlement building in their statements before the Security Council today. U.S. Ambassador Rosemary DiCarlo called Israeli settlement construction corrosive to the peacemaking process. She did, however, continue to voice her support for a two-state solution. The Lebanese ambassador says it shouldn't be that hard for the U.S. to agree to the statement, since there's nothing in it that America hasn't agreed to before.
We hope that it will also be able to speak in one voice on this resolution on settlement, especially that it's mainly made of agreed language used in previous resolutions, in quartet statements, let alone U.S. known positions on settlements.
Security Council members that have already signed on to the statement also include Brazil, India, and South Africa. The Brazilian ambassador says that the two-state solution that the U.S. is pushing might be impossible to implement considering the rate at which Israeli construction is progressing. The Palestinian Permanent Observer representative says he'd like to see a real resolution written up and voted on immediately, but he's willing to work with Security Council members on the issue.
But this is hopefully would be a new day for upholding international law and a new day for the Security Council to ascertain itself on this issue in which there is consensus. That would thrill us as Palestine if the Security Council to act in accordance with this global consensus on this issue.
Many insiders say the real statement may be voted on later this month, while others say the vote could be further away. But some ambassadors tell Press TV that there are still adjustments to be made in the language of the statement before it can be voted on. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.